sempre.
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on WGXE 90.7 FM, Acre, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported radio for open ears. I'm Emily. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm from Hudson.
I'm Lena, and I'm from Hudson and Florida, and I go to school at MC Smith.
Hi, I'm AJ. I'm 9 years old. I go to school at Leibury, and I was born in Philadelphia, moved to Manhattan when I was Manhattan/Queens when I was 2 days old, and then I lived there for a couple of years, and now I moved here. I'm happy to be here.
Yay, welcome. I was born in Illinois, and then I moved to New Hampshire when I was one, and then I lived there until I went to college in New York State. And then I made it up to Hudson in 2007.
Wow.
Wow. Because how I came here was I was born here, and then as soon as I was born, they packed up stuff, and then we went straight down to Florida. I lived there for a couple of years, and my sister had friends, but she told me something that she thinks is funny, and it's something that her friends in Florida called her, the white Mexican, because she's really light, and we're Mexicans, and I'm pretty sure we're supposed to be known as dark. I don't know. But, like, we moved back up here after, like, a couple of days. And I was...
After a couple of days?
I mean, not a couple of days. After a couple of years.
I was like, that's called a vacation.
After a couple of years, like 3 years, and then we moved back up here. And I was getting used to my surroundings, and I'm like... And, like, it was pretty weird because I hadn't started any type of school yet. Mm. And also, I always looked out the window of the living room. And I thought it was weird how, like, it was magic because, like, the apartment that we live in, it would go into, like, a window. Well, it was the fire escape, and then we'd go left, and then they would open a window, which I thought was weird, and this is probably just a dream, because I probably just fell asleep or something like that. It looked like one of the windows from our house, they opened it, and then it was like a red room, and they were doors. But like the first 3 days here in Hudson were weird. Like there was a chair and it was broken. And the next day there was a pole stuck in there saying like thank you or you're welcome in different languages. And the chair was in pieces and bits from the day before.
Well, that is actually a very weird story. Did the rest of your family notice? Or
was it was only just me and my siblings. And then on the third day, the chair disappeared. And then on the fourth day, the chair appeared again.
The haunting of the chair.
Oh my god!
Yeah, and also... One of my favorite memories that I remember in Kingston is the ghost cart, which was a cart that moved by its own. And we were, like, real scared of it. But, like, it was probably just the wind.
Weird.
Yeah.
But I'm glad we all made it up here.
Yeah.
So that we can talk about books. Because that's what we do on Bound by Books.
Books we love. Books we dislike. Bookish things.
I like that you said books we dislike.
Yeah.
Hate's too strong of a word.
Yeah.
I very rarely hate a book. Because usually if I don't like a book very much, I just stop reading it before it gets to the point that I'd hate it.
Speaking of books, I have this book that I would like to share with everyone. So sad that I forgot to bring a book again. Oh my god.
What's the book?
It's called The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar and Six Others by Roald Dahl. And one of my favorite ones is The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar. And so Henry is a gambling man and he's very rich. And one day he was visiting his other gambling friends with five other people. And then they played this game at their house because it was raining. And he drew an unlucky card. and then he went to explore the house. He found a library, and he was about to stop searching for books because he was looking for books because there was nothing else to do. And then he found this little blue book that said, "The Man Who Could See With His Eyes Closed." He read it, and then he tried to use the training, and then he could see through objects. And then he used that to gamble, but then he realized that everyone else there was selfish and greedy because I think all of that has changed him. And he decided to change his whole entire body and put costumes all over him and make, well, not really all over him because then he would look like a monster, but put costumes on him, different costumes on him in different places with different passports from different places so that nobody could ever track down how much he was winning. And then he saved all the money and then he helped build awesome 5-star orphanages around the world instead of like the one in Annie with the crummy Miss Hannigan.
Wait, aren't you basically like telling us what this story is, kind of?
Yeah, well, when you actually read it, it's way better than my description.
Okay.
I've never read that story. So it's a book of short stories?
By Roald Dahl. But the last one, The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, is actually the longest.
Okay. Stop stealing books.
I think she should be the one in The Book Thief.
The Book Thief?
Yeah.
No, that book's too sad. I don't want AJ to be in that book.
No, she should be in that book.
That's cool.
Emily, I've keep it here, safe. People, nothing
I've read
here.
Some Roald Dahl, but I haven't read that one.
Oh.
So you liked it?
Roald Dahl was super funny. But that book was kind of funny, but more intense. Mm-hmm. And it was a change for Roald Dahl. All of those other stories were a big change for him. Because usually in books like Charlie and the Chocolate Factory or Fantastic Mr. Fox, they're more exciting characters. But in these 7 stories, it was more like intense, but the way that he wrote it was very, very good. And I really like to reread that story, especially The Wonderful Story of Henry Sugar, because I try to do what Henry Sugar did. And I actually don't think that it's impossible because there have actually been
the gambling or the costumes?
No, the seeing through objects, because people have actually seen ghosts and taken pictures of them. Mm-hmm. So if ghosts are possible, then why can't seeing through things be possible? Like, you never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of that one riddle when you mentioned a ghost from 7 Second Riddles. It was like, I have a picture of a ghost. And then, like, I forgot what her name was, but we're just going to call her Lillian. Lillian! It was just a joke. And then they show you these pictures. And there's one picture with all of them in it. Huh, I wonder who took a picture of that. That's right, ghosts. And also, like, in the beginning, it show you literally a ghost. So, like, you know that there's a ghost there.
Do you believe in ghosts?
Yes, because if angels are real, then ghosts are real. And if ghosts are real, then angels are real.
All right.
Well, I guess that means that you believe in angels?
Yeah, I guess. Maybe,
because
I don't know.
If angels are real, then ghosts are real. And if ghosts are real, then angels are real.
Yeah.
Then dragons are real.
No, if...
Thank you,
no,
Amelia.
Do you think they're visible?
Well, like, sometimes to the human eye, because I think I have a bunch of ghosts in my house, because I remember I was trying to get the milk and I saw someone right next to me and I was really scared, and then I looked and then they were gone.
Or it could have been shadows, or maybe your eyes were playing tricks on you.
No.
Do you believe in ghosts, AJ?
I do.
I don't know if I do.
I do.
But I think that that's really bad for me, because there are pros and cons to having a bedroom all to yourself for like the first time in a very long time. You start seeing things and...
Maybe they're just good ghosts.
I hope that there are no bad calls, because if there are, then I'm going to be like, okay, maybe sharing a room with my little sister Aaliyah isn't such a bad idea after all.
I also believe in ghosts because Ouija board. That's right. I played it. We got scared by the closet man or what's his face. I didn't get scared by Keely's grandmother. Boom, done. We know that ghosts are real. Now we can leave.
The only time I did a Ouija board with some friends, I didn't believe, and so I helped move it. Because I was pretty sure my friend was moving it. So then at some point, somebody accused her of moving it. And so she picked up her hand. She was like, it's not me. So then I started moving it. And then they were like, it's you. And then I picked up my hands and she moved it. So one of our friends really believes in ghosts.
Wow.
I don't remember who. But
I was like, hey, you need to stop moving it. And this was at a sleepover. And they all said, I'm not moving it. And then we asked them, are you a good spirit? And like the dummies we were, we got scared by them saying no. It's not like they're even going to kill us or anything. And also, like, No, AJ.
I was just joking.
Actually, I'm wondering, Lena, do you have any book you want to talk about?
Yes, and it kind of has to do with segregation.
Huh.
So we had to read a book about teammates, and it was about a man. I forgot what his name was, but we can call him Cowboy Grandpa. And so Cowboy Grandpa was the manager of a baseball team that's like closed. Like it had something to do with the Yankees. Like it was Lakers baseball team or whatever it's called. They'll just call it Cowboy Grandpa Awesome Team.
Okay.
So Cowboy Grandpa was the manager of the team and he needed a really good baseball player. And so he was looking and looking and looking and he didn't care what skin color they were. He just tried to find a good baseball player. And so he was looking and looking and looking and looking and looking and looking.
Did he play?
And no, he's the manager of the team. That means like they're like, okay, time out. You do this.
Kind of he just played if he knows how to play.
Oh, yeah.
Not everybody
okay,
that knows how to play plays well, though.
Yeah. So, and then Cowboy Grandpa found the legend that went down into history. And you may recognize his team as soon as you hear this name, Jackie Robinson. Cowboy Grandpa put Jackie Robinson as their new can you say it?
Recruit?
Yeah. And the team was mostly made up of white people. And they did not like having an African-American person on their team. So later on in the book, he like won and like them a lot of ones. And
yeah, they probably changed their mind once they realized how good he was.
You thought.
I did.
Yeah. And they wanted to sign like a petition to kick Jackie off of the team. And we're going to introduce you to a new character, Pee-wee. So Pee-wee.
Is that the real name?
That's what they called him okay. In the book. So Pee-wee was the last person to sign the petition. I'm pretty sure you're supposed to like have a petition, make everyone sign the petition so you can do it. And they're like, let's kick Jackie off of the team since he is an African American. And Pee-wee's like, yeah, no, I'm not gonna kick them off the team because I don't care what skin color he is. If he's white, if he's African American, if he has stripes, if he's red. And so he said that. And then later on in the end, everyone's booing at, like, everyone's being mean to Jackie when he comes up to pitch, I think it was, or like to hit the ball or pitch. I forgot what you do on baseball, like to throw the ball, hit the ball. So everyone was being rude to him. And then Pee-wee came up and stood right next to Jackie Robinson and the crowd went silent. And then Pee-wee smiled at Jackie Robinson. Jackie Robinson smiled back. And then he stood right next to Jackie Robinson. And he basically said, I don't care what skin color this man is. He's my teammate and I'm his. And the question was like, what would you name the title? Why was the title called Teammates and why?
Like that seems like a frequent assignment you have.
Yeah.
We have to like think about the title.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
And so like I said, the title should be named Teammates because Pee-wee and Jackie Robinson were friends and he was his teammate, and he should act like it. And he did not sign the petition and try to get Jackie off of the team like the jerks the other people were. So, yeah.
It's good he stood up for his teammate.
Yeah.
Speaking of what you said before in this story, I don't care if they're white or African American. I don't care if they have stripes or red. And I just wanted to make a joke about them being red. So if that person is red, they spent a long day at the beach and had a huge sunburn. Mm-hmm. It must hurt.
Yeah. Ouch.
Yeah, I feel like sometimes more back in the day, it's not really considered appropriate now, but sometimes Native American or American Indians were referred to as Redskins. That's why there's like the Washington Redskins.
Oh.
So when they talk about someone's skin being red or them being
red.
They
have a big sunburn.
It's that would be more appropriate.
They have a big sunburn.
I mean, not that a sunburn's appropriate, but
it's
very painful.
Help me. Yeah. No. Oh.
Also, I have a pun for you.
A pun?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's black and white and red all over?
Something with a sunburn?
No. Maybe out.
Penguin with a sunburn.
What's black?
A penguin that spilled Kool-Aid all over itself.
A newspaper that has strawberry jam?
No.
It's a zebra.
Well, that's close.
That painted the barn red and was very sloppy.
Wow, you guys are coming up with more creative ideas than me, because I put a zebra with a sunburn.
That was close to a penguin with a sunburn.
Yeah, but what the actual answer should be is a newspaper, because it's black and white and it's red all over. Ah, ha, 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 a book joke.
I get it.
Yeah.
I like the other answers more. I have a book to talk about.
Yay!
It is called Click, and it's by Kayla Miller. And it's a graphic novel, and it's the first in a series.
Graphic novel, can I please read it? Please, 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 please.
Yeah, not right now, but after.
No!
But I borrowed this one because Kayla Miller is going to be at the Hudson Children's Book Festival this year.
Oh, yay!
Which, since AJ is new, and some of her listeners might not know either, on the first Saturday of May every year, so this year it's on Saturday, May 2nd, there's a children's book festival at the junior-senior high school here in Hudson, where authors and illustrators from all over come to share their work. And you get to go around and meet them. And you
read the books and read the books and read the books and read the books and read the books. Yay!
Yeah. And if you buy books, you can get them signed. And then they usually have fun events. And then a lot of the authors and illustrators visit schools. I don't know if they visit Liberty, but they could.
They always visit my school, and one of the authors told us a story, and I'm pretty sure it was like Seymour Simon. He would always put fake books in the bookshelves, and he would always hide a pencil and some paper inside, so whenever he wanted, I think he could write or draw or something like that.
Cool.
And then this one, I think, was the person who made Big Idea Gang. They had a story that they had a big sister, and they dared them to run around naked the house. Yeah. And he was hiding in the bushes, and everyone was trying to take pictures of him.
Oh, my
and
God.
And his dad came home, nice. And then he started crying. And he's like, sis did this. She locked me out of the house when I was naked. And, like, he made a map of his house, and the bathroom said, bathroom door, do not lock, because he would turn on the water and he would pretend to take a shower. This happened once. And then he read instead of taking a shower. Yeah, and also whenever it's summer, he opens the freezer and he just reads in front of the freezer.
That's very wasteful.
No.
But anyways, waste energy. But I'm glad he gets some relief in the summertime and reads his book. But I'm going to tell you about this book. It's called Click, and it's spelled C-L-I-C-K, but it is actually based on clicks, C-L-I-Q-U-E-S. Do you know what a click is?
Yeah, it's like a group, like where someone fits in, like the jocks, the mean girls who are cheerleaders, then the quote unquote nerds. Like those are examples for like movie cliques. Real life cliques are like the artsy kids, the bullies, and
the bookworms like
and
me.
Sometimes it doesn't have to necessarily bookworms. Be based around something. So
or
like,
friend groups.
Yeah, obvious. It's basically...
It could just be friend groups, too.
Yeah.
But so the main character in this book is named Olive, and she's in fifth grade, and everybody basically gets along, which is kind of nice about this book. I feel like often I read books about...
Bullies.
Middle school, and it's just like there's always some really mean people or people that
like cub.
And in this one, everybody seems very nice, so that was kind of refreshing. But they all get along, and then a teacher announces that they're gonna have a variety show, and all of the kids start figuring out what they're gonna do for the variety show and teaming up to be like, we're gonna do a cheer routine, we're gonna do a magic routine,
wait.
We're gonna play and you know our instruments together.
Wait, so is Click basically just a talent show?
And this book.
Yeah, no, like what they do in Click when they do a variety show. Isn't it basically just like a talent show to show kind of a talent, mm-hmm. except you have to practice that stuff?
Yeah, so all of Olive's friends start breaking off into groups, deciding what they're going to do, and Olive doesn't have a group.
Uh-oh.
And she's in this space where she wants to be in a group, but she doesn't want to have to ask to be in the group. She kind of wishes that her friends had asked her to be in the group. And so she's having a hard time and feeling left out and feeling like she doesn't belong, even though she knows that her friends care about her. And so eventually she figures out where her place is in the variety show.
I feel like that was me last year. And it was just a talent show. You couldn't do like magic and stuff. It was like gymnastics, dance, singing. And the year before that, we had an option of lip syncing. You're just like... not actually doing that, but like I sang Lost Boy by Ruth B and everyone loved it. I was personally nervous and scared, nervous excited combined together.
Excited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was always nervous when I did talent shows or variety shows or piano recitals, but it was always okay.
That's how I'm feeling right now about this show.
You're feeling nervous?
And in the beginning, nervous, excited, more excited, less nervous, but it's always more nervous, less excited at the beginning. Because it's like,
really?
Oh my God, what if I mess up? Oh my God, ah!
Messing up is fine. Anyways, it was a very nice comic, and... I'll definitely read the other ones at some point. I'm not going to jump right in. I think the next one is called Camp. Yeah. I do like a good camp story because I went to summer camp as a kid. So
was
I can
it
relate.
Nice? Was it nice?
Camp? I did enjoy camp.
The book?
Mostly.
Or the real thing?
I haven't read the book.
Emily.
But I read another book that was set at camp that I could talk about another day. But I can't talk about today because we're out of time.
Aww. We're sorry for talking too much.
It's okay. I got my book in.
Oh, yeah.
You talked just fine.
Oh, yeah.
But we hope everyone has a great week with lots of quality reading time. Happy reading.
Goodbye and read a lot of books and do bookish things.
Or see ya, viewers.
Yeah.
Viewers?
See ya, viewers.
Can you see us?
Slicing up an avocado when you came up behind me with your silent brand new sneakers, your reflection I did not see. It was the hottest day in August and we were heading for the sea. For a second my mind started drifting. You put your arms around me. You put your arms around me. You put your arms around me. Blood spraying on the kitchen sink. What's this I've time to face?
see the tip of my index finger. My mind is slowly creating a link. From your mouth speaks your lovely voice, the softest words ever spoken. What's broken can always be fixed. What's fixed will always be broken. Passed out on the porch, dreamt I was carried in a kangaroo's pouch. When I wake up, I'm in the waiting room on a dirty hospital couch. My hand is wrapped in toilet paper and my body's wrapped in debris. You're sitting next to me reading a paper. Put your arms.